5.
This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello and welcome back. My name is Mary Larson.
I'm Ben DeCastro. Thanks so much for tuning in to the best podcast as voted by the readers of Rhode Island Monthly Magazine. We appreciate your support there. We appreciate your support listening.
That's
right. Downloading and being part of this grand experiment we call podcasting. Mary, what the heck? I don't understand. Yeah. I don't understand this. We are recording this on the Wednesday. This releases on the Thursday. It was supposed to be over yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was all supposed to be over, and I don't care if you're red, blue, green, white, orange, pink, yellow, brown, black, you know, burnt sienna, as they often have in the big box of crayons. Whatever party you voted, it was supposed to be over.
Yep.
But apparently, in the grand, like, wisdom of this nation, they decided to throw out every abacus.
Yes.
That we ever had. We could put people are living in a pod that floats around and orbits the Earth in outer space.
Yeah.
Facebook and Amazon know that I'm interested in various products or items or foods. How the heck can we not count?
Seriously.
What are we doing?
Seriously. I've just decided that all the smart people are too busy working on a vaccine right now.
Yeah.
And that's why nobody can count right now.
I hope so. Because, right? Because that rolls into my next little topical banter here. And that's on the week where everybody's like, okay, we've seen Massachusetts roll back. We've seen, mm-hmm. Put more restrictions in. We had Rhode Island put a couple restrictions in last week, more coming possibly this weekend. And then we see Connecticut. Roll back. It's like now we're starting to see the rollback, on these different things. And of course, Mary, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but we do a podcast based on events and happenings.
Yeah.
But events seem to be
they're not happening.
There are some things, but folks, how often do you want to listen to us say, "Hey, this is happening. You can do it in your home."
This is happening, possibly.
Yeah, exactly.
Possibly.
This is happening, and you can do it, providing your webcam is clearly shooting from the waist up. I mean, mm-hmm. It's one of those things where it's like, this has been a week. This is a week, and I think people just need to relax. I think they need to calm down. Mm-hmm. I think they need to take a breather.
You know what I think they need to do, Ben? Decorate for the holidays.
There you go. That
right?
works. That
like it's
works.
2020. Everything goes out the window. If it makes you jolly, as it does for me, put those little trees up and colorful lights and whatever. Put up your menorah. You know, like do whatever it is that makes you happy right now because we all need it.
I saw a news person post up about the fact that, okay, now that Halloween is over, are you going to decorate for Christmas or, mm-hmm. or, you know, that whole season, whether it's Hanukkah or whatever. And a bunch of people said yes. And then there was one other news person who's like, stop skipping Thanksgiving. It's like, you know what? We're not going to skip Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We're going to have Thanksgiving, but there's going to be a tree up.
Exactly. Okay?
We're still going to eat turkey.
Yep.
We're still going to enjoy, reruns of mm-hmm. a Macy's parade.
The Macy's. Yep.
But we're just going to do it while there's, perhaps some stockings up or lights outside, whatever.
Yeah. And like your family most likely isn't coming over. So it's not like your in-laws are going to judge you for the fact that your stockings are hung by the fireplace with care. Yeah, they won't care. They don't know.
I'm not even going to judge my co-host Mary on the fact that her front lawn will like Christmas Eve Chernobyl every day during the day because, all the inflatable decorations melt down and it looks like, it's...
I keep them up just for you, Ben.
I know.
Ever since I learned about your deflated inflatables during the daytime problem, I thought, you know what? Just for Ben,
I'm going to sacrifice my
energy bill.
That problem, ladies and gentlemen, just for clarification, only has to do with the front lawn decorations, nothing else in life. I have zero, and there you go, ladies and gentlemen. 2020 in a nutshell. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you when the world ends. I mean, at this point, I I at the election the other day, I could have voted for the asteroid. I would have been fine.
Hey, you know? There you go, right?
Yep. It is what it is. Now, I got to ask you, because your kids are starting to get a little older, did they show mm-hmm. any interest or any comprehension or understanding of the election, or were they more, I mean, I'm sure they're not into like the whole minutia of, you know, what is a Democrat,
electoral
what's a Republican?
Votes,
yeah, or, yeah. Exactly.
no.
What is the Electoral College? I could see I could see your son sitting over there with a chart and a map.
Maybe his abscess.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Yeah, no.
He could figure it out.
He could figure it out. He probably would have announced the winner by 2 a.m. No, so, you know, the kids, of course, they knew that they had the day out and it wasn't a distance learning day. So that made them really confused. They were like, we're home, but it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
So do we need to be on our computers right now? You know, we took the kids out to Lincoln Woods. We did some awesome hiking.
Nice.
And I actually found some really great videos on PBS Kids where just different characters are voting on stuff. You know, Daniel Tiger's voting for, like, you know, the class president or something like that. So it's nothing necessarily U.S. politics, but they had a lot of great things to explain voting. There was another one, Peg Plus Cat, and it was all about math, like greater than, less than. So we did a lot of that. We talked about, you're going to be seeing red and blue on the screen. We'll be looking at the U.S. and you will not be able to often find Rhode Island. except last night, it was like, you know, this little red dot in the sea of blue for quite some time. So I was like, there we are. You can actually see us on the map today. So it's, they don't fully understand, but they do because I wanted to take them, you know, had it not been COVID times, I would have taken them to the polls with me, you know, so they could have actually seen that. But instead, we got to watch Daniel Tiger vote and they're excited, you know, about that. But of course, it's a little hard for kids to understand because there is no clear winner and there won't be a clear winner for a little while. So I don't know. I think I just ended up making my children more confused.
Well, you know, it happens. First and foremost, unless they have a map the size of what they used to do for Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego for that final round, unless they got one of those, you're not going to see Rhode Island.
Agreed.
And secondly, you know, I really feel bad because kids in the Ocean State, Rhode Island here, are, you know, they're deprived of the experience of going to vote with mom or dad or whomever and stand, you know, walk up to this giant 400, 500 pound, you know, booth.
Yeah.
Pull the thing first, then go in, then actually throw the lever for the curtain to close.
Oh, the old school days.
And then you had to make your selection. But if you had a question, you weren't allowed to throw the lever. You had to just poke your head out the curtain. Because if you threw the lever, that registered your vote.
You're done.
Yeah. And then they had to go around. And I don't know if I would assume it was they just wrote what the tallies were. I don't know how I never understood how those machines worked. It's just like, but even then, I mean, we're talking the 80s, early 90s. Even then we had comprehensive results, you know, I clearly remember, honestly, Mary, I clearly remember it must have been 1988. Mm-hmm. Was that, 88. Yeah.
It was a leap year.
I clearly remember 1988 when we learned that I guess it was George Bush Sr. had won. Mm-hmm. But I remember listening in the car as we were driving. My mother was driving us to school. And she said, this guy won. And I'm like, all right. Well, that's how we learned about it. Like, I guess that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know at the time.
It was a thing. It was a known thing. It was a final.
But,
yep.
But we're just so inundated with, you know, all the various areas to get it. So, folks, what we've done here today is we've found a few events that are happening.
Yes.
As of this recording. And
trying an asterisk sound.
Seriously. It's
just, footnote.
the asterisk should be replaced by that symbol that is the COVID virus, that little ball with like the little Lego sticking out of it. Nonetheless, if you tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, or just, you know, wallowing in self-pity or rejoicing with great glee, depending on the results or what you're looking at, we got stuff here for you. If it piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. Here we go.
Okay, so we've got some wicked fun in the 401. It may be socially distanced. It may just be different, but we got you. We got you, friends. First thing, the Farm Fresh Winter Market is a little different. The inaugural wintertime farmers market season in the brand new facility in the Valley neighborhood of Providence. So this is a custom-built facility for hosting year-round markets. There is on-site parking, no hills, woohoo!
Hey.
Super-duper wide hallways. So that way you can have your COVID-19 distancing. And of course, tons of selection of local farm and food vendors. This is happening Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And of course, the winter time will go from this weekend, November through April 24th. It's on the corner of Sims and Kinsley Avenues. And let me tell you, there is something for everybody there. Do you like crepes? Who doesn't? Because La Creperie is going to be there. Okay. There's going to be biscotti. There's going to be need donuts, of course. And then, of course, you're going to have Narragansett Creamery. I mean, I have to stop talking about all of these delicious things because I am presently drooling. But right, whether you just are picking up your kitchen staples or you want to get yourself a little something, the Wintertime Farmers Market has switched locations.
Very good. Hey, something that is happening that you can actually go to, it's at the Aldrich Mansion on Sunday, starting at 5:30. It's the Dancing Under the Stars with the Stars of Mentoring. Now, this is usually an event that happens in the Rhodes on the Patuxent Ballroom, where mm-hmm. they have various people partner up with different dancers from, I think it's the, I forget, the Dancing Feeling Studio. I believe that's the one it is, the Dancing
yes.
Feeling. And it's, you know, people, you know, radio, TV people, local celebs and whatnot. They have asked me to do it. I have said, you know what, I will help you by promoting it, but I am not going to injure a dancer or somebody who depends on dancing as a form of income. So this event will be hosted, as I mentioned, at the Aldrich Mansion. This is to help benefit Mentor Rhode Island. It is hosted by NBC10's Mario Hilario and Light Rock 105's morning show, Heather Gersten. And you know, it's going to be outside. It's going to be, you know, you're going to be enjoying the theater from the safety mm-hmm. of your own vehicle. Reservations are $90 per person, but again, it goes to help the Stars of Mentoring. It's going to be a really, you know, it's going to be drive-in style. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be nice. This is in replace, like I said, of their annual gala fundraising event. So
yeah.
Look, they need your help. Obviously, mentoring is a huge thing, especially as COVID has had such a huge impact on education and just, you know, the life cycle of a child mm-hmm. and an adolescent. So if you can, that would be awesome. Again,
yes.
That is Sunday, 5:30 p.m. It's Dancing Under the Stars with the Stars of Mentoring from Mentoring Rhode Island. What do you got, Mayor?
Great. You know, Roger Williams Park, they are bringing stuff all year long. It's such a great place. If you are looking to do something outside, but you just don't want to keep walking around your neighborhood, I mean, it gets kind of boring after a while. They're having nature family walks. So it's going to be Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10:30 at the Museum of Natural History and Planetarium. So you're going to actually walk with the museum curator and explore the trails of Roger Williams Park. They're going to be focusing tons of attention on seasonal wildflowers, mushrooms, insects, fall foliage, and passing animals. And it's just a great opportunity to learn more about Rhode Island's local environment. They will not be able to provide binoculars, just because of like COVID or whatever. So if mm-hmm. you do want to bring your own binoculars, you can. You do need to wear your mask. And it's only $3 per person. But if you're
nice.
A museum member, it's free. No pets, please, just because, you know, pets poo. And they want to make sure that you can focus on the other activities and not scare off the wildlife. But that's happening once again Saturday from 9 to 10:30 in the morning.
My ADHD is kicking in big time because I think that's a great title for a kid's book. Pets poo and you do too.
There you go. Hey, I think you're onto something.
If you pardon me while I go online and secure the literary rights to such. Hey, the Girls' Day Out is happening over at Farish Farm over in my side of the bay over here in Warren, Rhode Island. But it's going to be an adapted evening or multiple days, rather, I should say. It's going to be November 6th, 7th, and 8th. There'll be time slots there to make sure that there's plenty of social distancing. So mm-hmm. go online. Farish Farm, a wonderful organization. Believe it or not, Mary, the world record for the largest pumpkin.
Yeah.
The world record world, as in
out of the entire globe.
Exactly. Other places that did not vote yesterday are included in this, like Italy and Mulan.
Mm. Right? Mulan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a movie too, right?
Mulan is the movie.
Okay.
Mulan is the place in Italy. Yes.
Oh yes. Okay.
I got
yes.
you. I got right. you.
I've been.
What is Girls' Day Out? I'm confused.
So what it is? I'm glad you asked, because <got you. laughs> it's where you get to go. So Farish Farm has a ton of different holiday gardening, gift stuff, just really, you know, unique kind of stuff. So it's one of those things where you come out. It's a fun event to go there and have some good time, and it's just you're going out shopping with girlfriends. You know, Perfect. Over there at Farish Farm. But like I said, they got small groups with different slots. And it's going to be 3 consecutive days, like I said, November 6th, 7th, and 8th. And, you know, just it's you gotta see it. I mean, it's always good to see former town council president Dave Farish. I believe he was the town council president, but nonetheless, it is his farm. It's always good to see him dressed up in a tuxedo, taking care of everybody versus his usual overalls and, you know, yes. T-shirt working the fields on his tractor and stuff. So it is something certainly to behold. And of course, they're just great people over there. They do so many great things for various organizations dealing with autism. Mary, I was mentioning this. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
the world record for the largest pumpkin.
Yes,
that has been crowned at Farish Farm.
Like they grew it?
No, they didn't grow it, but that's where it was awarded. It was awarded there. Yeah, so that's putting little Warren, Rhode Island, on the map. You know, for all the right reasons.
Yes.
So check that
large
out.
Large pumpkins.
That's right. That's right. So check it out. It's Girls' Day Out over at Farish Farm. I got to give a shout out this week to Buff-A-Love. They are over on Narragansett Avenue in Providence, and they are it's wings, it's sandwiches. They got roast beef
buffalo
sandwich.
Wings, but Buff-A-Love.
Yes,
They have
chicken nuggets, tenders, stackers, salads. They call them logs, but they're really burritos, loaded fries. They have a delicious kids menu. They have platters to share if you need catering. You know, they can do it with a variety of sauces and just it's a great place. They have been they're relatively new as well, so you want to go check it out. A local spot right over there on Narragansett. It's right over near where the Bay campus is for Johnson & Wales.
Yeah.
It's over
as you're going to Patuxent Village.
Yes, it's over in that area.
Okay.
So, you know, it's right
There's
close by.
There's some good food places around there.
You know, they don't mess around. So, if you're over there, check them out. Buffalo. I've wanted to show them a little love because they're good people over there. And Andrew and all the crew and, you know, just good people. Good people. And, you know, you got to switch things up, folks. You got to switch things up.
You know what I got to switch up? I need to stop doing intermittent fasting on Wednesday mornings and skipping breakfast, because the amount of food that you and I talk about during our podcast episodes, I'm surprised you have not heard my stomach growl once on this podcast, because I'm not going to lie, I need to eat breakfast on Wednesdays.
Well,
you know what?
That's the beauty of the Mary and Blake Media podcast studios. You have those high-end, high-L mics.
Yes.
And you guys sound amazing, as always.
Keeps out the rumbling tumblies.
That's right. That's actually a spec, believe it or not. That German company wrote it in German in their specs there for the high-L microphone company.
You know, the temperatures are dropping and the season is changing, but one thing remains the same is the vital role volunteers play in our state and in our communities.
As we continue to live through a historic and unprecedented time, it's important to consider ways we can all lend a hand and help others. That's really why we work with the fine folks over there at the United Way of Rhode Island. We get these opportunities. Mary, what do you got?
Higher Ground International is seeking help providing food to seniors through its African Elders Enrichment Program. Volunteers are needed to deliver hot meals on Mondays, pack food bags on Wednesdays, and distribute food on Thursdays. And don't worry, training is provided.
Awesome. The United Way Rhode Island is actually hosting a virtual project for National Family Volunteer Day on November 21st called Peace Cranes, Envisioning a New Better Rhode Island. Families are invited to make origami peace cranes while envisioning what they'd like Rhode Island's post-COVID world to look like. Hmm. Legend has it that making 1,000 peace cranes can help make wishes come true. So
I love that.
I am going to be heading to my local paper supply place, and I'm going to start making some cranes just for the sake of it. We'll go to 1,000. Come on.
There you go. Got nothing else to do, right? Thanks, yeah. COVID. The Rhode Island Advisory Commission on Historical Cemeteries is recruiting individuals and groups to help with fall cleanup at the state's oldest cemeteries. Volunteers will be assigned their own cemetery to rake, prune, and perform general maintenance. And I think that this especially is great for those of you who love history.
Yes.
We've got some really interesting dates and people. And of course, you want to respect the cemeteries. So you can check that out.
Most importantly, no digging required. So leave those shovels at home, kids.
Yes.
To learn more. Yes. To learn more about the United Way of Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, just visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help that you need. All right, as we said in the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
You can find us on Instagram and on Facebook. And of course, the foliage is still really looking nice. As I said, I went to Lincoln Woods this week, took some nice photos. And if you're doing the same thing, make sure you use that hashtag, WickedRoadie.
That's right. If you're looking to get your message directly into the listeners' ears of the variety of Marianne Blake media podcasts, all you got to do is go to marianneblake.com. You'll see all the different shows. They literally have tens of thousands of people listening each week, especially now that This Is Us is on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are just blowing through Puffs Plus like there's no tomorrow. But when they listen to Marianne Blake's podcast, it's only happy tears. It's only happy tears. So check that out. You can always send us an email at wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com or reach out to us on Facebook. But hey, Marianne Blake, they got it down. They got it on lock. So go with them. Go with the best.
Thank you. Well, until next time, friends, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next week.
When we might actually know who the president is. For the next one. Maybe.